This is the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome to Eat Great, Live Well Radio, your trusted source for the information you need to take control of your health and your life. No complicated medical speak, just straight talk about eating healthier without giving up the foods you love. Now, here's the host of Eat Great, Live Well Radio, food psychology coach and best-selling author, Janelle McCauley.
Hi, and welcome to Eat Great, Live Well Radio. I'm Janelle McCauley, and I want to thank you for joining me today. My promise to you is that if you take action on the information we provide each week, you will transform your health and your life. Before I introduce you to my guest for today's show, I want to invite you to go to eatgreatlivewellradio.com and download our free ebook, Overcoming Portion Distortion. It's packed with quick and easy ideas for making mealtime family-friendly, fun, and healthy. So get your free copy today at eatgreatlivewellradio.com. We've got another great show for you today, so grab a pen and paper and your favorite beverage, and let's get started. My guest on today's show is stress management specialist Sarah Register. Sarah has more than 30 years of experience helping people create a healthy life. She is a registered nurse and a certified integrative health coach through Duke Integrative Medicine. Closer to home, Sarah is a coach mentor for the University of Arizona Center for Integrative Medicine. And if that weren't enough, she's also the creator of the Turn Your Stress Into Success programs based on the very latest stress management science, which I can't wait to talk to her about. Sarah is an expert in the mind-body-spirit techniques that help her clients align their busy lives with stress resiliency and mindset changes so they can be successful without burning themselves out. I know you're going to find Sarah inspiring and her stress management techniques transformative. Welcome to the show, Sarah.
Thank you, Janelle. Thanks for that great introduction. I'm really looking forward to this today.
Yeah, and I'm really excited about our conversation today because I've been talking to so many people through casual conversations, through eWomen Network, through business connections, and stress is a topic that is at the top of the list. Overwhelm, trying to do everything. So I think this is going to be a conversation that is going to be just so valuable for so many people.
Yes, and you know, I have to say that as an integrative health coach, registered nurse, I certainly know a lot about health and lifestyle, but what I really found is the door opener to help people is when we talk about stress. And so my message is really about, very realistically, not reducing stress. It's about how you manage stress to really align with a busy life. And just like you introduced, you know, so that you don't wipe yourself out, have health problems, get burned out, and all of that. So the key is really about how you manage the busyness from that perspective of stress.
Well, it's interesting that you say that because a lot of people, I think, are under the assumption that you can eliminate stress. And there's, you know, all different types of stress, but I think that it's really important. I love the way you put it, you know, really teaching them to align, you know, everything with their busy life, because there are certain things that just aren't going to change in our lives, but there are also some actions and some things we can take to really reduce our overwhelm. Can you share just a little bit about what it means to be a stress management specialist?
Sure. So my expertise is really about how I support individuals who are really busy, spread thin, wiping out, overwhelmed, to really rewire their lifestyle. And so I'm an expert of lifestyle pattern and how you open the door to health challenges, for example, that are caused by stress. And so as stress management specialist, I have a whole package of techniques and tools as part of my training to really support an individual to understand how they can really create a different lifestyle so they're not feeling wiped out or being impacted with their health. And so the stress management specialist is really a compilation of who I am as 30 years as a registered nurse, both from my own stress experience working as a nurse and taking care of the patients who were, you know, really impacted by stress that brought them to the hospital. And then also, you know, through the work that I do in this mind-body-spirit approach to health, that the stress that is really confronting people is really, you know, fertile ground to understand what's really important, how to prioritize, and how to really shift your thinking about the busy life that you're living. Because ultimately, the point about stress is that it's not, well, you open the door to stress when something you care about is at stake. So if you reduce your stress, what that would do is that would mean that you're giving up things that are part of your meaning and purpose. And so if, you know, you have values like family and success in your career and things that are important to you, this is often where the stress is triggered when you have these competing priorities of everything that's important to you. So a lot of times the stress is about the discernment of what, how to focus on something that really matters and being able to problem solve and prioritize in a way that's effective, that you really can be successful when some challenge or adversity is confronting you.
You know, it's interesting the way you put that. And you said so many things that really caught my attention in that. I was having a conversation with someone this morning, and they're stepping down from something that they've been doing and something they really were passionate and loved. And it was a difficult decision to step away from it, and because, you know, she's in, you know, like so many of us are, that sandwich generation where we have parents and we have children and we have a lot of demands and work and everything else. And she said that she felt in a lot of ways like a failure because she didn't reach the goals that she wanted to when she was in that position. And what I did was took a step back and said, well, you know, I want to really challenge you to think about it differently. Look at the lessons you learned. Look at the woman you've become because of all the experiences you've gone through. And I pointed out a couple things that I had observed about her transformation. And, you know, at the end of that conversation, she went totally silent. And she just thanked me for giving her a different perspective. And you could just hear the shift in her voice and how she was thinking by shifting that mindset.
Mm-hmm. And that's really key, Janelle, in the work that I do. It is truly about new perspectives and reframing that negative voice or that box of limitations where you're trying to, you know, meet perfection and please everyone without truly connecting to what you need yourself, what's going to fill your tank. And truly that peace is around a lot of mindset rewiring are the techniques that I offer. And this is what the science of stress is really showing. It's not the stress that's causing the harm. It's how we think about the stress. And so you could imagine how she's, you know, changing her lifestyle by leaving this position. But in the end, you know, what that can do is if you don't find what gives you meaning and purpose when you make those big transitions, or many times those big transitions are about reconnecting to what will give your life meaning, that this is an important piece to recognize that we always need that vision and that what we're feeling passionate about is what really keeps us healthy and balanced as we're navigating in our life.
I absolutely agree, and I think it's really important for us as women, who is our primary audience, is to really understand that you don't have to do everything and you don't have to do it alone. No is a complete sentence. And there are only so many things that we can do. We can try to do more. We can try to do it all. But, you know, it's really important to look at what we're doing and to look at, you know, if you want to take something else on, you really have to oftentimes give something up and let go of something, because there we need to learn to take care of ourselves first, because if we don't, we can't take care of everyone else around us at the level at which they really deserve and oftentimes need.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's part of the mindset that I work on, is how are you investing in yourself? It's investment in the sense that the women who, you know, so commonly give, they give to at work, they give to their family, they give to their community, they're always putting energy out without taking the restorative energy back in. And if you think of how you give in your life to everyone, if it equated to your checking account and you were writing a check and going to the ATM and giving money every time you give your energy, you could imagine that that checking account would be depleted. And then you'd start taking from your savings account, which is really where women get into problems, because that savings account is really your life force, your essence, your ki, your chi, you know, many words for that. And when you start dipping into that, you can really hit the wall with depletion and really open the door to some major health problems or severe burnout. And so part of the work I do with the resilience and the stress management is really about how you prioritize yourself higher on your list, because underneath that you'll see the values, for example, where taking a walk might be your value for nature, it might for health or for mindfulness, you know, that when you understand the why of how, when you do these activities that really nourish you, give you energy, make you feel, you know, much, you know, joy and pleasure and fun, there's actually, it's easier to prioritize them when you realize the values, your personal values that you're supporting when you actually invest in yourself with that time.
Mm-hmm. So how do you get people to really understand, or how can they identify when they need that restorative energy? I mean, I talk to so many women in conversations that are saying they don't realize they've gotten to that point. And what I've seen over and over again, if you don't do it, then you just really run yourself into the ground, and you get to the point that no matter how many people throw you a life raft, you're just, there's no way you're going to be able to bounce back, and you're going to really lose some things that I think are key and critical to our happiness. But we just get so, you know, we give and give and give so much, and we don't ask for help.
Well, this is, again, you know, part of the mindset of self-worth, self-love, self-deservement, that when I work with individuals, it really is about understanding how to shift that perspective of giving to yourself. And as women, the opportunity is to learn true receptivity. That in our culture, many women have become successful because of that yangy, pushing, make-it-happen way. Even when they're tired, pushing through, saying yes to one more thing, and this is not sustainable. And so what's important on the feminine principle of being authentically feminine and in our power and empowerment as women is how we learn to be receptive to ourselves, of how we actually care and self-care and give to ourselves, but also receptive, like you said, about how we lean in to help from others, how we lean in to have coffee with a friend, you know, to get that sounding board. And this part about receptivity is really our naturalness and much more sustainable, and it really helps us actually show up more present, more focused, and holding a space that's quite strong and powerful as that, I would say, soft power feminine way, versus the masculine way is that strength and pushing through kind of power. It's different.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what women are learning in our, how we're shifting in our culture now.
This is really fascinating. We need to take a really quick break, but when we come back, I want to continue this conversation because I think this is really important, is who we surround ourselves with and how we really work to replenish our tank. This is Janelle McCauley, and you're listening to Eat Great, Live Well Radio.
Never has there been a better time for women to hack success. Shift is on and the breakthroughs are real. We're taking success to a whole nother level. Join us at the Women's Success Summit, a gathering of dynamic, smart women helping women. We want to learn about you and what you have to offer. Bring your A game and be prepared to transact some business. Oh, and by all means, dress to impress.
Register at eWomenNetwork.com.
Do you struggle with your weight or your health? Do you wish you had more energy to do the things you really want to do? Are you tired of counting calories and fad dieting? Do you want to eat your favorite foods and not feel guilty? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then the Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program is the answer for you. Being healthy isn't about fad dieting, feeling guilty, or eating nothing but tofu and wheatgrass. It's about making small, healthy choices that add up over time to create life-changing transformation for you and your family. The Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program will show you how easy it is to be healthy, happy, and well-fed all at the same time. Visit eatgreatlivewell.com for more information or to enroll in this life-changing program. You deserve to both eat great and live well. Check it out today at eatgreatlivewell.com.
You're listening to Janelle McCauley on the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome back to Eat Great, Live Well Radio. I'm your host, Janelle McCauley, and today we're talking with Sarah Register, and we're talking about stress and stress management. And if you missed the first part of our conversation, you need to go back and listen to it. I found it fascinating, and it really is very thought-provoking about how we really need to shift our mindset and really replenish our tank. I love the example you gave of the gas tank. I mean, you can give and give and give, but eventually you run out. So we need to find ways to surround ourselves with a community and people that will be honest with us. And, you know, I know so often we turn to the people around us that we love, and which is not a bad thing, but what I find is so often they tell you what you want to hear and not what you need to hear. And I think it's important to have a community of people that you really trust that you can go to and say, what do you think? I mean, recently I shared an idea with some people and they said it's a great idea, but, you know, and there's so many things I hadn't thought of because I got so caught up in my idea. And but they know me well enough and I respect them, so I really listened and it took my idea and made it so much more powerful. So how do we get women to surround themselves and identify who those people are that will really replenish their tank?
Mm-hmm. That's a great question, because it really is important of how we manage our stress and how we manage this busy lifestyle is all about the resources, the techniques, and the tools that you personally have access to not wipe yourself out when stress is happening, but to really meet that energy so that you can harness that energy and be successful to meet a challenge. So that being said, one of the key ways that we can actually build stress resilience is one that's called tend and befriend stress response. And in this one, it's how you come together, and I like to use the word lean in, to those resources that you have personally that will support you. So it's those individuals where you can reach out and get support, that sounding board. And this is when I say a cup of coffee with a friend, a phone call to connect in our busy life, when we carve out a little time to actually connect with other people who are important to us and build those relationships, that this will actually really support you to feel courage. It helps create community. And the neurohormone, or the stress hormone that's actually part of our design as humans, is the oxytocin hormone, which you might be familiar with, is often called the bonding hormone. Mm-hmm. And oxytocin is one of our major stress hormones that when we lean in and we get support and we give support, it's actually what gives us courage. And it actually helps us to be motivated to care, give, and to receive. It strengthens the social relationships. And so it's a very effective way for you to actually harness a little courage when you're in a difficult situation.
That's really interesting, and I love all the benefits of that. So one of the things I've done, and I did it, I self-taught it, and it took a while to do, but was to really learn my physical response when I start to get under stress, because I know that the people around me can feel it when my behavior changes when I'm under stress. And it was interesting because when I, a while ago, I didn't realize, I always, you know, you always think that you can keep it inside and you're, you can hide it well. And then I had those conversations with some people I know really well, and they said, oh no, we know right away. And I learned how to quickly identify when my body's starting to go through stress, so I can take a step back, do some deep breathing, and reach out to one of those people that I can lean into, kind of, I consider them kind of my lifelines, and get back on track very quickly. So I can do it literally almost instantaneously now, but it's taken me years to build that up. So how can people identify what some of those physical symptoms are?
Yeah, totally, Janelle. What you're doing is totally on track. That is stress resilience. And so let me just share the way to meet stress and really be successful and not wiping yourself out is when you notice the body responding. The body responds, it's our design, and how you think and, you know, recognize it and where you go with it is exactly what is what I'm saying about how you think about stress. So what you were describing is something happens and you go into a mode of responding, that you take that breath, you drop down in your body, you're present to the situation in the moment, that puts you in a place of very effective problem solving. Then you're able to think, what do I need now? Okay, I'm going to reach out to a friend. And then you actually figure out how you're going to meet whatever it was that triggered the stress response. It really does start with a breath, being present, dropping into your body, and going into a responding of problem solving and moving through it. The other side is, this is where I work with my clients who need to learn stress resilience, is something happens, you go into that freak out mode, you're in your head, the energy is pouring out of your body, you're having some drama going on around it, you're like, oh my God, it's happening again. And you're not able to learn from the situation. You're not an effective problem solver to move through it. In fact, it keeps you kind of stuck in that stress. And this is the stress that gets the bad rap, because those stress hormones that are natural to us actually now are triggered to keep pouring out of our body and really flogging our organs. And so ultimately, this reactivity to stress response will really harm the body in the long run. And this is where we see the most damage to our health. And so having clear strategies, mindfulness, being present, you know, all the things that you described as your strategy, this is a very effective way to really move through stress without harming your health.
Well, and for me too, part of it was really realizing, and I mean, it's so interesting because, you know, we know these things. I mean, we know, I would challenge that most people know how to eat healthier, but we choose not to do it. Something that we've always got a reason why we can't do it. I think so often we do get in our head, and for me, it was really realizing that whether something's physically happening in my space that causes stress, or I'm getting in my head. And I loved the way you talk about, you know, we really get in our head and we get that head trash. We start telling ourselves stories. And something that is really very, very minor, because when I go into stress, when I really learned about this, I start to ask myself, what are the chances that what I'm thinking is going to happen will really happen? And if it does happen, you know, what's the result going to be? And once I looked at that, you know, the odds of it happening may be 2%, and the worst thing that's going to happen is like, so what? And but yet we build it up in our head, and whether it's physically happening or whether it's in our head, we still have those same stress releases.
Exactly. And that's part of the, when I say shifting the mindset, is having some strategies when that, those critical, you know, inner critic voices, like a warped record, is playing over and over and over. That is exactly what needs to happen, is rewiring the brain. We call this neuroplasticity, is how we actually develop whole new pathways of thinking and behaving and patterns. And it takes some practice to keep reframing those negative thoughts into positive thoughts. So, you know, an example would be, oh, I'm so busy, I'm so anxious, I'm so nervous, this is too hard. You know, you might hear that little voice in your head that's like a warped, you know, over and over when you're in that stress mode, and it keeps you stuck there. And so it's better if you can hear that little voice and then give it a reframe, just like you earlier in this call you had said, you know, reframe someone who, you know, needed to have a new perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you say, instead of I'm so busy, you can and have fun with it a little over the top, oh, life is so full, or my life is so abundant. Or when you say, I'm so anxious, you could actually say, I'm so excited. You know, because many times we're confused about feeling anxious and nervous, but really it's a new experience and we're excited and we want to do well, like public speaking, for example, you know, where a new something comes up that's a new kind of edge for you. And, you know, this is the point about how you can change your mindset is, you know, you think of some little mottos or some mantras. And then you put them on sticky notes, you know, on your computer, on your bathroom mirror, and you keep looking at them. And the more you practice those, you want to give yourself about 90 days it takes to get these new, you know, rewiring in the mindset. So it takes a little commitment. You can actually shift your thinking, and those old pathways sort of grow over like an old trail in the forest that no one's using anymore. And a new pathway is built. This is how you shift patterns, mindset, behavior, and habits. Something as simple as that.
I love the way that you talk about that because I think it's so important for people to realize, first identify it's going on, and then reframe that. I love that reframing instead of I'm so busy. It really hit me when you said this, you know, my life is so full. And I think we tell ourselves these stories. We have these things that we say. And I'm seeing so many people lately stop what they're doing or, you know, give up on their dream. You know, you always hear, 3 feet from gold because they get so many things blown up in their head and they forget to ask, you know, for help, or they think they're the only one. And I've been working with some women in through Human Network in some small groups, and it's the one thing they say when they leave these small groups is, it's so nice to know I'm not alone. Other people are going through the same thing. So that's why I always encourage people to, you know, get a coach or to get, you know, in a group or get with people that can really help them. We do need to take another really quick break. This conversation is just going so fast. When we come back, though, I'd love to have you talk a little bit more about the 90 days to shift your rewiring, because we always hear, you know, 21 days, 3 weeks. So I'd love to just really talk more about that and continue this conversation.
Sure.
This is Janelle McCauley, and you're listening to Eat Great, Live Well Radio.
I'm looking for a certain kind of woman, and I think you know her. She's an entrepreneur that is highly connected, successful, significant in her own industry, and considered the go-to woman in her community. She's received so much from so many women in business, she's ready to give back to others on their journey, lifting as she climbs. Hi, this is Sandra Yancey, and I'm the founder and CEO of eWomen Network. I'm looking to connect with the woman I've just described who lives in your community so that we might have a conversation about how eWomen Network's proven success system can provide her a platform to elevate her success and ability to support women in business. Our international community of managing directors are influencing the speed of success for women in business around the world. If that sounds like something that you want to be part of or know someone we should talk with, send an email to managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com. That's managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com, and let's start the conversation.
This is the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome back to Eat Great, Live Well Radio. I'm your host, Janelle McCauley, and today we're talking with Sarah Register, and we're talking about stress and stress resilience. And if you missed our segment before the break, you need to go back and listen to it. And I loved, Sarah, how you talked about, you know, we get that mind chatter, and it's like playing that warped record over and over again. And reframing what we think, because I think a lot of people, I hear it all the time, I'm so busy. But I loved how you talked about reframing that instead of saying, like, you know, I'm so busy, my life is so full. Like, that's like, wow, that's really exciting. You know, we have to choose what we do and where we spend our time. One of the things you said, though, that really intrigued me was, you know, we always hear it's 3 weeks to make a change, but you talked about really 90 days to shift and rewire. So can you talk more about that a little bit?
Sure. So, you know, when you really look at the science and the latest research around how our brain can continue to grow and regenerate, many of the things that we do, our thought patterns, our behaviors, our habits, they're pre-programmed like a default. Almost like once the trigger happens, the message goes and boom, 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 boom down the line, just like a reaction, like a knee-jerk reaction, so to speak. And so what happens is it takes mindfulness and focus really to make up your mind to really do something or think something differently. This is our free will. This is part of our unique design as human beings. And so this is the benefit of when you are able to pay attention and really listen and take that pause that's part of mindfulness, like focusing on what matters in the moment is how you would define that, you get a choice point. And so if we could think about your brain as a walk in the forest, I kind of alluded to that metaphor in our last segment, that if you're walking on a trail, and that trail is well-defined, and you can follow along. You don't even have to think about it because it's a well-beaten path. This is how our habits and our, you know, behaviors are all programmed now, with how the nerve endings all communicate together. All of a sudden, you're walking along the trail, and you see this little, you know, opportunity off to the left, and you think, oh, I'd really like to go off to the left into the woods here and make a new trail. And so as you start to go down this new trail, it's not so easy to travel. You got to step over bushes and logs and trees and kind of pick your way through. But if you keep choosing that left path, eventually it will become the divine path, and then the older path will grow over and be taken over by the forest. That was my metaphor. And so this is how it is when we're reframing our thinking, that you want to pay attention to those negative thoughts that are keeping you stuck in stress. And we could apply that, for example, to the triggers that make you eat unhealthy choices and, you know, fall off your food plan, for example. And so that can be such a reaction and such a default mode that we want to pay attention to that. And in that moment, at the choice point, we want to make another choice. And this is where you can insert your turnaround mantra or motto and just repeat that, overlay the negative one, and then you can start to really have new thinking, and then that will trigger new behaviors and new habits and new patterns. So it takes, you got to pay attention to hear the negative ones that are keeping you stuck so that you can turn them around. And this is partly why I say have fun with it, make it kind of over the top or funny, because bringing pleasure in to any change you're doing is always going to make it more motivating. And so there's nothing that's too over the top, you know, if it's going to help you remember it and practice it. So the piece about the 90 days then is that without going into a lot of descriptive science, because pictures are often, you know, a little more easier to see the image, but your nerve cells in your brain, they actually form new filaments that reach out and connect, almost like how we're talking about how you reach out to your community and your tribe to connect and get support from one another. That this is similar, that in your neurons in your brain are doing the same thing, that the little, you know, dendrites and axons that communicate and connect together are forming new connections and new pathways and actually regenerating whole new connections that are really supporting the new way and the new thinking. But for this process to really integrate and to become the default and the new way of doing it is a 90-day process. And so you talked about how coaching can help people, and an example of the benefit of having some accountability and some support, however you find that for yourself, is it helps you really take on something in small steps that are very realistic and doable. And over that 90 days, just keep building on that to get the traction and the forward movement to really focus and change that area of your lifestyle that you're working on.
I think that's so true, and we absolutely believe in small steps that, you know, as you say, are realistic and doable, because we always tell people that make one small shift every week. At the end of the year, 52 weeks later, you will have made a big transformation. Mm-hmm. Because people say, oh, it's so small, it's not going to make a difference. But if you do one thing and build another one on it and another one on it, because time's going to go by whether you do one thing or 52 things. That's the one thing that's given. Time's not going to stop. And think about where you'd want to be. And, you know, some things aren't as easy as others to do, but make it small. And, you know, like I tell people, drink another glass of water, you know, think about, you know, eating one less cookie. I mean, whatever it is, just do one thing each week and they start to compound, and you feel better, you have more energy. I mean, and you talked about how you can feel so different physically.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the part that I want to just add on to what you're describing is that you want to build in success. So when you make it doable and just these small realistic steps you feel confident you can accomplish, this is what really turns around that inner critic. Because we want to build up the success voice, not the beat us up voice, especially as women. A lot of times, you know, our drive is self-worth that we're really trying to heal in ourselves. And so part of that is designing your plan so it's so realistic, you're so confident, you're so ready to do it, you're tracking it, you know, you have a whole plan that's very not going to wipe you out because you're already busy. But then along the way, you also want to celebrate your success. I find often women, this is the part about being receptive to yourself and feeding yourself and, you know, this inner cheerleader is really about penciling in some success along the way that you can celebrate, so you can measure, gosh, look what I've done in these 4 weeks. I'm going to go get a pedicure, or I'm going to go and, you know, go to a movie or something like this. It doesn't have to be like a cruise to Alaska bucket list thing. It can be really simple little ways to celebrate and really take in so you can integrate what you're learning and what you're gaining as you bring this in as part of your lifestyle of whatever your focus is that you're working on.
And I think there's so many lessons in what you just talked about, because I think so often we set a goal or we have an idea and it's at the 50,000 foot view, and then we have to bring it down so that we can take bite-sized pieces of it. And I love the fact that you really talk about celebrating success. I was sharing with someone yesterday that one thing to do, which really works well, is get a container and a small pad of paper, and each day write down one thing that you really feel good about that you did today. And when you have one of those days where you feel like you're not making progress, pull a few of those out and remember, you may not be where you want to be at this very moment, but look how far you've come. And as women, we need to remember that. You know, so much of it's the journey, and often we end up so in such a different place than where we thought we would be, and we beat ourselves up, like I was talking about at the beginning of our call. And yet we forget to really realize and celebrate how far we've come and where we are.
Yeah, that's so true. And, you know, what I witness in my practice of stress management and the women that I support, because they're success-driven, they're very motivated, they're high achievers, and, you know, that's my ideal client many times, or in a major transition in their life in some way. And what I'm really witnessing in the work that I'm doing is how to be fearlessly authentic. That when we really recognize the value of who we are and see it and own it for ourselves, that's when you're really able to draw your line in the sand to create some personal boundaries of what you need to sustain yourself from that heart's desire, what you really are hungry for in your life. And, you know, that's really the magic that comes out of when you take something on. It's really how you're evolving as a person from that vehicle of your goal or the transformation, you know, whatever it is. If it's about your diet and your health in some way, well, health is a prime example. When you take on a health issue that comes up and you make those lifestyle changes and you, you know, really invest in yourself in really engaging how you're going to do things differently to improve your health and your well-being, you're actually evolving to another place, another level of living your life. And that's so amazing to witness that in the women that I support. It's just so empowering.
I love it when a woman, you know, previously needed, or a man, but, you know, we're talking mostly about women, previously needed external validation that they were really good. And I know I was there at one point, and now kind of going through my own transformation over the last 6 years, I really realize that I do have a lot to offer. I realize that life, you know, is amazing, and I can control so many of the things that I do. And once you start to feel like you're a value, it opens up your creativity. It just makes you feel so much more confident. And it doesn't mean, you know, you get cocky about it, but I think that we women need to really see their worth. We always see it really well in other people, but it's difficult often to see it in yourselves. So we need to take our final break really quick and then come back. And I want you to, when we come back, I want to ask you to share maybe just an example of someone you've worked with and how you got them to see that light bulb moment and then the transformation that occurred. This is Janelle McCauley, and you're listening to Eat Great, Live Well Radio.
Do you struggle with your weight or your health? Do you wish you had more energy to do the things you really want to do? Are you tired of counting calories and fad dieting? Do you want to eat your favorite foods and not feel guilty? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then the Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program is the answer for you. Being healthy isn't about fad dieting, feeling guilty, or eating nothing but tofu and wheatgrass. It's about making small, healthy choices that add up over time to create life-changing transformation for you and your family. The Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program will show you how easy it is to be healthy, happy, and well-fed all at the same time. Visit eatgreatlivewell.com for more information or to enroll in this life-changing program. You deserve to both eat great and live well. Check it out today at eatgreatlivewell.com.
You're listening to Janelle McCauley on the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome back to Eat Great, Live Well Radio. I'm your host, Janelle McCauley. Today we're talking to Sarah Register, and we're talking about stress and stress resilience. And we're just having a wonderful conversation. If you've missed any of the previous segments, you need to go back and listen to them. And before we continue the conversation, Sarah, I've gotten so sidetracked. One of the questions I'd love to ask my guests is, what motivates you to live healthy and share your message with others? We talked a little bit about your big why, and we call this your big why. So what is your big why, and how has it motivated you to live healthier and share your message about stress and how it affects healthy living?
Sure. So my story, as a registered nurse for over 30 years, there were several times as a registered nurse when I wiped out my health by the stressful life I was living. That, you know, I had no boundaries. I said yes to everything. I was just really wiping myself out with this overachievement, you know, super nurse way of being. And, you know, I'd have really significant health problems. And then I would have to really, you know, step back, heal myself. And once I healed, I would step back into that stress pattern and open the door to another health problem in which I would heal myself again and then get back into the stress pattern. And I did this a few times until I thought, you know, if I change my lifestyle, I wonder, you know, if I could stay healthy and be successful, because I really value, you know, the work I do. And so there was a lot of work I did that what I call the multi-pronged approach. It wasn't any one particular thing that brought my healing, but there was a definite mind-body-spirit approach to it. And I realized, gosh, you know, if I can heal myself from things like thyroid and asthma and adrenal fatigue, you know, how can I, and allergies, oh my gosh, terrible allergies to food and environment. And so I thought, you know, if I can heal myself, how can I help other people heal themselves? And so that is, you know, the big why of how I started paying attention to my life. And it's launched me on a journey, actually, where I, in addition to all of my training I've had, I've been studying an indigenous healing paradigm for 13 years that really informs me and gives me some really unique tools to understand, you know, really how to integrate that mind, body, spirit to bring health back into your life. And a lot of the work I'm doing, that's woven into my work. So my why is to really support individuals because my expertise is understanding lifestyle pattern that opens the door to specific health problems. But many times what's woven into that health problem and the patterns that are out of balance really is stress is the door opener. So that's my message, my why is, you know, I have to walk my talk because, and my own techniques that I teach, I do them all the time and I'm always amazed. I'm always like, wow, that works. My stuff works. I do it myself. And I mean, we don't have time today, but if I gave you some really profound episodes of when I was impacted by something, my program, Turn Your Stress into Success, is very, you know, impactful.
It's interesting because you talk about understanding those lifestyle patterns, and I think that there's a lot that goes into doing that. But you know, the first thing is that mindfulness, that just the awareness of things you're doing. And I would never, ever have, you know, having met you in person and you know, knowing you and seeing you, I never would have thought you would have had all those health challenges because most people would say that once you have those, you can't recover. So it's a great example of don't give up because there are solutions out there. You just have to find the right one for you. I'd love to ask you to share maybe an example of someone you've worked with how did you kind of identify what maybe the big, lifestyle pattern was that they had to address? How did you get them to see it, and then what did it do to their life?
Well, I've really seen some success from many people. And so when I meet someone that I'm going to work with, I kind of start with where they are, their age, where they are in their life, and I'm very interested to hear what current medical challenges they have. And then that's where I know, okay, this is where we need to do our work. And so I'm thinking of a client that I had who had a lot of problems with anxiety, and she had irritable bowel. She'd had a history of an eating disorder that was pretty much resolved, but some of that shame thinking and living small mindset was still hanging on. And she was living with chronic pain in her back, and nothing could address it. She'd had every test in the book. They couldn't find anything. And so we worked together, and what that told me was that she really had a challenge with her dream in her life about not manifesting what she truly desired of how she wanted her life to look. And there were some really significant events that really stopped her in her tracks. And before she contracted this terrible pain and anxiety and irritable bowel problems, she was someone who was like a triathlete, a rock climber, I mean, she yoga instructor. I mean, she was living her life like a maniac. And so in her work together, what she really needed was to create a new story. Like, she's the author, to create a whole new lifestyle, a new perspective, pencil out really what her new dream is. And once we did that visioning and we looked at the lifestyle and little steps she could take to get out of her home and back out with a community of like-minded individuals, that, you know, it was a really amazing turnaround to her health, to her anxiety, to everything. When she reframed, what do I want my life to look like? What's the new dream after these events happened that stopped me in my tracks? And to, you know, really kind of be the driver of her own bus and really, you know, heading down the road with her own, you know, free will, what she wants, rather than being a passenger, just, you know, hanging on in the back seat, being driven somewhere, you know, if you can imagine that. It's really about taking responsibility and really, like I often support my clients, where the success piece is taking responsibility for your life, really knowing what you want, and then how are we going to get the steps to get you there. And this, when you change the lifestyle, when you shift the mindset and fuel that self-acceptance, self-love, self-worth, self-deservement, the health problems really take care of themselves. Because the health problems are really kind of like a knock of spirit to get you to wake up and pay attention. So when you understand a health problem and you can, you know, learn from it like a teacher, you can actually move to a whole new place in your life and really address what that physical problem is when you change your lifestyle and do something differently.
Yeah. No, absolutely. And I love the way you say that she really became the driver of her bus, because if you're not the driver of your life, you're going to be a passenger in someone else's story. And I think it's really important to realize that no matter where you are, and I love that you start working with people where they are. So often, people don't do that. And no matter where you're starting, you can always shift, make progress, and really go wherever you want to go.
Yeah, and this is where mindfulness, we keep saying that word, that's been a theme today. It's about how you're using your free will. What choice are you going to make in that moment? You really have a lot of choice, and I think that's what women need to be empowered to learn, that will really support their journey, is when they realize that they really do, you know, have a choice here of what they want in their life. But often they need someone to partner with them to sort of support them along the way to really bring that in.
Absolutely. You've shared so many amazing things with us today, and it's been an incredible conversation. How can our listeners learn more about you, what you have to offer, and how can they connect with you?
Sure. So I'm very out in the community. I give this really great interactive talk called Turn Your Stress into Success that's all about the stress resilience strategies we've been talking about today. So if groups are looking for speakers, you know, any size, sometimes, you know, women get their own group or it can be a workplace. And I give this presentation, it's interactive, and you really walk away with some real strategies. And so from there, I usually pitch my program. So I offer a 6-week stress resilience class that's a small group working, you know, about 8 to 10 people max. And I offer those classes on a regular basis. Again, sometimes in the community, sometimes at a workplace like a lunch and learn format. And then, of course, I work with my customized program with a minimum of 3 months for that 90-day period we've been talking about. And then I do a customized program and work one-on-one with individuals. And so all of my programs and lots of great tips and techniques are on my website. And so my website is a great resource if your community wants to go and find some really great benefit there. It's directions, the number 4, wellness.com. And all my contact information is there. And what else is there that's really great is my free ebook. My ebook is called The True Cost of Stress. There's some really great pointers in it. It's a short read. I promise it won't be, gone with the wind. And from there, you can even schedule a complimentary consultation. We can have a conversation to see if I'm a fit that could help you with rewiring your lifestyle. And so that's really, you know, many opportunities. If you just reach out to me, I'm very accessible.
Perfect. And we will make sure to share your link to your website on our eatgreatlivewellradio.com website with today's interview. And as we finalize our time together, can you give our listeners just one action item that they can implement in the next week to start creating a healthy future, less stress for themselves and the ones they love?
Mm-hmm. So I already shared one earlier in this recording all about the mindset mantra and doing that reframe and putting it on sticky notes so you can keep remembering to use it over and over again. And the other tip I would give is that when we open the door to stress, it's often because of competing priorities, that you're trying to do everything and fit everything in. And what can help you prioritize? Because there's not more hours in the day. It's how you prioritize your time that's important. So when you look at the underlying value of why it matters, it will help you discern the priority list of really what needs your focus, what matters right now, and what can you kind of let drop off the list until, you know, you can fit it in later, or maybe there's even some cleanup you need to do of letting things just drop off your to-do list. And this way you're able to prioritize yourself higher on your list as well. Always look for that underlying value.
I love that. Prioritize yourself in your to-do list. Thank you so much for your time today and for sharing so much and really having such a candid conversation about stress. I think it will be valuable to so many.
Well, I'm very happy to talk with you today and share a little bit of what I know with your community.
Thank you. So until next week, remember that even small changes can make a positive difference in your health and your life. Healthy choices you make every day add up over time to create a healthy future for yourself and your family. Be sure to join me each week as we continue the conversation on how to build a healthier relationship with food and with yourself. And again, I invite you to go to eatgreatlivewellradio.com and be part of the conversation. Click on Facebook and share your thoughts. Share your questions and let us know how we can support you in any of these areas. And share what you loved about today's conversation. What was your aha or light bulb moment? Take care and have a great and healthy week. Bye-bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in to Eat Great, Live Well Radio, your trusted source for the information you need to take control of your health and your life. Each week at this time, we bring you straight talk about eating healthier without giving up the foods you love. Join us next Thursday and every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on the EWN Radio Network. To get a replay of this week's show, listen to past shows, or contact Janelle, go to eatgreatlivewellradio.com. Have a great week, and remember, you can choose to eat great and live well.